Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me on.
Let's just ask the first question. Do you approve of these standardized tests? Do you think they're a good idea?
I think standardized tests right now are being misused. It's the misuse of those standardized tests. And currently, constituted SAGE is taking away hours and hours and hours of instruction. And these are mandates from the legislature and the federal government. This isn't USOE doing something to teachers and kids. These are things that we have to do based on mandates. And they're being actually perversely used. And that's the problem, is that the focus has become on the test to grade schools, to tie teacher salaries, to how their students perform. It's being used in evaluation. So standardized tests have absolutely been misused. And that's what we're seeing in Utah schools. It's really very, very much an educational malpractice in my mind.
So is SAGE our answer to No Child Left Behind? And how could we change it to make it better, in your opinion, Sharon?
Well, I think, Amanda, that certainly SAGE is our answer to the NCLB waiver. But I do think that there are many issues with SAGE, that we were not given, the State Department, Office of Education was not given dollars to properly implement it. There are many infrastructure issues. There are also issues with the fact that we don't have the time and technology within our schools to make this happen in a way that's going to ensure valid and reliable results. And so I think we just need to put it all on hold, quite frankly. I think we need to get back to what tests are used for, which is to inform instruction, not to grade a teacher, and certainly not to grade a school. And when we start getting back to the real purpose of assessments, then that will become what is going to make a difference for every child in every Utah classroom.
We have about 30 more seconds. A quick question then is, if it's a government mandate, can we eliminate it?
I absolutely would hope we can eliminate it, and that is up to our legislature to take away the misuse of this test, and it's up to them to really seek out teachers, as you did, to find out really what's happening in our classrooms. No more anecdotals. Let's get down to the true facts and the data and look at the time we're taking away from instruction and how we're using these tests in absolutely an unethical manner.
All of us need to be more informed, I think, Sharon. Thank you for your time. Utah Education Association President Sharon Gallagher-Fishbaugh on the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time, 8:49, triple team traffic with three times more eyes on the road. Brought to you by your Utah Toyota dealers. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Seeing a little bit of slowing on I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley, but it's not on the northbound side. Believe it or not, it's some southbound slowing as you transition between 215 and I-15 at the south interchange. Otherwise, you have a clean drive on the freeways through Salt Lake County. Eric Butler?
We do have some southbound slowing as well.